Vegan, all understand.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nasze programy oferują wiele języków. Prosimy zobaczyć suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Many people don't have jobs. Okay? Many people don't have parents. Many people don't have the running method to rely on, to lean on when they're sad or troubled. You are a very lucky person.
Thank you.
Very lucky. Be grateful for what you have, okay?
Thank you.
Don't keep complaining all the time. Look at what you have. Don't look at what you don't have.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English and Olasiz with subtitles in Arabic. Olasiz, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Hanuipit means how are you in Inuktitut. My name is Levi. The neighborly people of Nunavut are thankful for your love that brightens up the lives of those who need more joyful and uplifting moments. Nunavut is the newest and largest territory of Canada. It was created to honor the Inuit people who live in this vast northern region. A portion of Nunavut is a large archipelago of many islands, including Baffin Island, whose landmass makes it one of the largest in the world. Surmulik National Park, located on this island, is home to one of the most diverse settlements of wildlife in the Arctic. The island's Aiwituk National Park also contains spectacular Arctic scenery, ranging from tundra wildflower meadows to tall granite peaks. Throughout Nunavut, hardy animals such as caribou, foxes, wolves, and grizzly bears can be found while polar bears, seals, and walruses populate the coast. During the summer, Nunavut becomes home to millions of migratory birds that nest in the region. The Nunavummiut people believe that they are simply stewards of the land, whose care will preserve it for future generations. In this spirit, the Nunavut government created the program Parks and Special Places, which has already been successful in projects like providing a safe migration passage for some 500,000 caribou each year. Nunavut's government also upholds traditional values. Decisions are made the Inuit way, with listening, cooperation, and mutual respect. We were honored to introduce glimpses of culture preserving Nunavut to you, vivacious viewers. May God shower abundant love and blessings on all gentle-hearted souls. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Practice More to Know Our Inner Great Power, Part 2 of 5, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English and Olasiz on November 5, 2017, in Siu, Taiwan, also known as Formosa.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
English okay?
English? No.
I'm sorry. I'm from Indonesia, and it's a bit personal problem. I got a lot of problems in my life, including my family, in my parents and my brothers really expect too much in me. And I have everything that I want except freedom. I really don't know what I want. I have many things that I really want to do, but their thought is really differently. I don't know how to say it.
What kind of lack of freedom? They don't let you practice? They don't
No. My whole family are a master's disciple.
Yeah, then what's the problem?
The problem is, like, I want to study to another country, and, like, I want to have my own job, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I really want to have freedom, but...
Yeah, it's normal.
They think that I'm the youngest, so... They don't trust in me. Like, they say that they are really tired of teaching me, and I'm really tired of their disappointing at me.
Oh.
I really don't know what to do.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Then how do they help
you? I really don't know. I just want to go away from all of this. But that's why I.
Are you sure that if you go outside, you will feel better?
Like, here I'm feeling much better, in my family, even though they love me so much, but...
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay.
And I just really
you
want to show
You have to know
them.
What you want first, and then in order to ask them where you want to go and what you want to do, otherwise you just say, oh, I want to, I don't know where, of course they worry about you.
Yeah, like, before I want to go to school, like, my brother... because the Korea and America one starting a war, actually it's not really matter. And my brother started to give the news to my daddy, so my parents a bit scared. So I cannot go.
Mm.
It's like it's hard to understand.
You wanna go to Korea?
No, I just
want to
go.
You want to go where?
I just want to go free from my family.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't have to stay with them. Find a job outside
but
of your
But they don't
family.
Allow me.
Then what do? You sit at home and eat?
They're asking me to take care of the company, but I really don't want to because I don't want to find another experience and outside like that.
Why is that? If your parents have a company, right?
Yeah.
Then it's good for you to continue.
There's
to help
my brother
them.
To take care of it, and my family always saying that I cannot be trusted. So
why?
If I cannot be trusted, why I have to stay in the company? I really want to find another way at outside to be find my successful like that.
Okay. First you stay in your company, okay? Earn some money. They pay you or not?
Yeah.
Okay, save that money and you get older, you have more credit, you do good in your company, they can trust you, you use your money, you go out, get an apartment, get a job.
But the problem is every time I do, I always try the best in my family, but in the end, it's always messed up by me. I always do. But if I help people, there is never have a wrong thing. Like if I help my parents, my family, everything is gone wrong, even though I try my best. I really don't know why.
You are young, maybe not experienced, number one. Number two, you have something against the idea inside you, so you just subconsciously don't like to do the best. Just want to mess up so they kick you out. But like that is not the way, okay?
Yeah.
Wherever you are, try your best over there. Concentrate.
I always try my best.
Do the best job, okay? And then, because the more you go against them, the more trouble you will have.
Yeah.
You know, inside and the atmosphere is no good.
Yeah.
Your parents don't feel comfortable. You don't feel comfortable. So it's better you just do your best, as if you work for me. If you work for me, would you do your best?
Yeah.
Okay, then do that.
Thank you.
Because maybe God wants you to work there.
Yeah.
That's why whatever you try, you can't go. So try to work out your karma, okay? And later, after you paid or whatever you owe, you know, not in money or anything, just maybe some binding in the former life, you pay it off, you meditate well, you pray, and one day, before you know it, you get free. And if you're not free, so what? Look how free you are. You see, in many countries, people want to see me. They cannot come. They have no money. Or the government doesn't let them.
Yes.
See that? Mm-hmm. Or they be in prison, or bow in a wheelchair, or bow in a hospital forever, don't even know when they can get out. That is real trouble. You still can walk around, okay? Just do your best. Concentrate in there and pray every day and meditate, okay? Just enjoy what you have, not ask for more than you don't.
Yeah, because I just don't want to always disappointing at them. So I think it's better that I go away first than
Understand.
I find an experience.
Understand. But since they don't allow you, so what to do? You want to escape?
But maybe if Master allow, they will say yes.
Allow where?
Just, I don't know.
I cannot be responsible for you.
Yeah.
Because if you go out, maybe something happens to you, then they blame me. Okay? Then both your parents and I, we feel very, very bad. Okay? So just try to bear that, huh? Or, I don't know, fall in love, get a man, and then he takes you out.
I hope so.
What am I to do? Huh? I cannot go against your parents. I don't want to. They are older than you. They must have a reason. Okay.
Yeah. So the reason is because I'm a girl in Asian. Girl is like more protective.
Yeah, they're protective. But you're 20, it should be good. You don't have any boyfriend?
I have.
Yeah. Then what happened to the boy?
No, I just want to be independent. I don't want to think about much about my boyfriend.
You don't want to marry, okay.
I want.
Then what's the use of having a boyfriend? He can't help you. How can I help you? He's a boy, a man, and can't help you. Well, what am I to do? I'm just an old woman. Nobody listens to me. They pretend to listen, but I don't think they listen.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so sorry, the situation. I know what it feels like.
I know it's
like.
A pain karma, but I don't want their karma because of me. Their emotional has become bad because of me, so I don't want to. Their karma is improving.
Patient.
That's why I want to go away.
Yeah.
I just don't
I
want
so
to make
sorry.
Them feeling more comfortable.
I understand. But this is probably that's why you have to stay there, because of karma.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's why. The more uncomfortable, the more you have to stay together. It's a challenge, you know? Yeah. It's karma is like that. Mostly we cannot be with the one we like, and we cannot do what we want. It just forces us to do things or to be with somebody we don't really think of, want to be with forever. It's like that. Do you think I'm in better situation than you? Family.
Yeah.
They don't let me go anywhere. I escaped to Europe. I do my own thing, meditate a lot. But then they're pulling me back. See? Yeah. See that? Yeah. So I just make the best out of the situation.
Yeah. Our master thing is that if I have a chance to go another place, like stay away from my family for a while.
You tell them that. You don't have, like, relatives somewhere?
I have with my grandma, but my family, my grandma is not really good.
Who?
Grandma in Australia.
The grandma?
Yeah.
Why not good? Go to her?
She's a really not really accepting about master.
Huh? I don't care. Tell her nothing. You meditate inside.
She used to use magic, something like that, in her life when she was young. So that's why I don't really want to stay with her.
That's it? That's all you have?
Yes, nobody else? So, but myself, I can stay alone. That's fine for me.
Stay alone is not always ideal.
But the more I grown up, the more I love to be alone.
Then just be alone in your room.
I can't.
Why not?
My parents, my brothers always come to me, and in the morning I have to go to my company, just like that.
Whenever you can be alone. You have the whole night to be alone, no?
Yes.
Is that not enough?
I don't really, that's enough. Because my parents always come to my room and talking like that.
Talking about what?
About lives, about company, mostly company.
Sure. All night?
Almost. Almost.
Then you don't sleep?
I sleep. Not all night. I mean, like, almost every night, and I go to sleep.
And then you tell them, I'm tired today. I need to wake up early to do my best job. If I don't sleep well, I don't meditate well, then I cannot do my best job. That's why I mess up. So please, let me rest. Okay? Tell them that. Say, I'm already not going anywhere. I listen to you. I work for your company. And I stay home. So please just...
But I really don't want to in my parents' company.
That's what I do. Never mind. You understand.
Okay, Master.
Next one. Don't complain too much. Your life is good.
Thank you, Master.
Many people don't have jobs. Okay?
Yeah.
Many people don't have parents. Many people don't have the Guanyin method to rely on, to lean on when they're sad or troubled. You are a very lucky person.
Thank you, Master.
Very lucky. Be grateful for what you have, okay?
Thank you.
Don't keep complaining all the time. Look at what you have. Don't look at what you don't have. I also don't have many things, believe me.
Thank
I don't
you,
have
Master.
Freedom, not as much as you think I have. Of course I'm free, I can go anywhere. I immediately can walk to the airport, go to an airplane, and go away from here. But I have responsibility. I love my people, okay?
Yeah.
They're good for me. Your parents are also good for you, okay? Your family is good for you.
I know.
You think you go out, then you'll be free, and you have no trouble. It's not like that. Maybe you go out, you're too lonely, yeah? You suddenly realize you cannot cope with too many things outside, and any people come to you, and they just sweet talk, and then you think they're good. But they might be harmful to you. Understand that?
Yep.
So your family is your protection. You can go to work, you can go. You can go outside and do eating something, yeah? Walk around. Think of the prisoners.
Yeah.
They want your life. Part of your life, even a little part of your life, they can't have. Some people, their whole lifetime, they have to stay in prison, can never get out. Some people are confined to bed forever with a lot of machines, you know, attached to their body. They could not even have one moment to walk out in the fresh air. Think about that. Don't ask for too much. Be contented. Please, really. Really, it's just like that.
Okay, Master.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the time comes, before you know it, you're free. Or you feel free inside that you don't care where you live or whom you live with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really. That's the best freedom. We have to choose that. Because not everybody has everything they want.
Okay, Master.
Not really.
I'm sorry.
No. No, it's okay.
Thank you.
Just want to remind you that you're very lucky, okay?
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, because your company is your own company. That's one thing. If you work for any other company, They are bad bosses, bad colleagues, see, bad gossip. And you might be kicked out, you might be harassed, you might be, excuse me, even sexually harassed at work. Mm-hmm. Or people will just give you hard time for nothing. You know, for jealousy, maybe you look better than them, or maybe the boss likes you better, or you're more efficient, blah, blah, blah. You don't know it, okay? You're too protected. Okay, it's also not all your fault, but enjoy it while it lasts.
Okay, Master. Yeah. Thank you.
Next one.
Yeah, thưa sư phụ, con... Sư phụ nổi cái giấy điện thoại vô hình này cho con nó đứt rồi.
Đứt rồi.
con âm 3 tiếng mà con không nghe được âm thanh nữa, sư phụ ạ.
Ây, sao
già rồi, đứt giấy rồi.
Không có đâu. Không dạ. Phải đứt đâu. Tại chắc quá không để ý đó. Dạ. Ngồi thiền cái rồi nhập định đó là không có để ý chứ dạ. Làm gì mà đứt.
Dạ.
Cái dây này đâu phải điện thoại đâu mà đứt.
Dạ.
Ok.
Cảm ơn sư phụ.
Tiếp tục ngồi.
Dạ.
Respectful viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Practice More to Know Our Inner Great Power, Part 2 of 5 on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. Have a blissful day with your loved ones.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan side effect. You will have more stamina.